The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos, and Autumn Connolly. How's everybody doing this morning? I'm crazy right now.
A little jacked up.
I know. We're all jacked up. And should I'll just tell you why. Okay, so we've got Lisa Moscone coming up on the show today. She wrote this incredible book called Brain Food. I had it in my hands this morning. And I could have sworn I put it on in my passenger seat in front of my car, along with another magazine.
You sent the pregnant girl down there to look, so maybe I missed it.
Yeah, and then Lexi came up, said, I can't find it anywhere in your car. And I was like, what? And so now we've sent Aviana down to look. Yeah. But it's crazy. You know,
I manage a lot of books, though.
I do, and I manage a lot of stuff. I cleaned for 3 hours this morning before I even came here. I did 6 loads of laundry, and there's one working right now, so... I had a busy weekend with my girls.
That's a lot of laundry.
Well, that's just the dog. That's, you know, I strip the beds at least once a week.
I do that too.
I pick up all my rugs at least once a week. And, you know, and it's just one thing after another. And
with animals and kids, you have to.
Oh, my gosh. Well, and Mick had pooperia this morning.
Pooperia.
They passed it around. Now they've passed it around. So
thanks,
first,
guys.
First the little ones had it. I'm waiting for Brad and Jeff to get it, which will be an absolute you-know-what show because they both have real long hair. So they get pooperia, I'm in trouble. So, yeah, there's nothing like good old diarrhea over the floor.
What a good morning.
What a good morning. Well, actually, you know what? So I called Dr. Jimmy Norris, my veterinarian, and he said to give him a little bit of kaapectate. And so you have to be careful, and you Google it how much you give them based on their body weight, of course. But it did help slow it down.
Have you ever tried canned pumpkin?
No,
I've heard that. It's good for their stomach.
Really
okay.
Well.
Mm-hmm. You and I need to do a book since you're the one with all the knowledge, but
the canned pumpkin helps big time. And they like it.
They love it.
Yeah, and they do. So I'm going to get some canned pumpkin when I get home.
Yeah.
Organic.
Yeah, of course.
Duh.
Of course. And then so my daughter was here over the weekend, and I had my other daughter. It was just like this weekend, we went to the veggie fair. We went to the gluten-free expo. We had a blast. We
so
really
fun.
Did. And there was so many bees at the veggie fest. It was crazy. I was joking because if it was anywhere else, but all, you know, where all these vegans were, people be killing those bees left and right. You know,
everybody's like, oh.
But everybody's like, oh, what a lovely little bee. Look at all the bees.
It's nature. We love it.
Anywhere else, it'd be smack, smack, smack. You know, they'd be killing them. But
I was trying to like gently swat them out of my face. They're not bothered. I mean, they're not going to sting me.
Oh, well, one of them had some of my Irish beer.
Yeah.
Took a little. I was a pear.
They knew the right place to be?
Yeah, pear cider. I let him go down in there and take a little drink and, you know.
Just do his thing.
Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
What fun it was. And I ran into a listener, two, that came up and spoke with me. And so it was so great. Jeff Raspberry, I wanted to ask him if he was in any relationship to Kelly Raspberry, because that's really an odd last name.
It is, but it sounds
not
so
many,
fun.
I know, right? And he said that One Life Radio changed his life, that he quit drinking soda about a year and a half ago, and listen to this, and started drinking Crazy Water. So Crazy Water's coming back as a sponsor, so Carol Elder, the CEO of the company, is going to love hearing that. We recorded a whole show that we're going to air on Friday with some funny interviews. Faye Alahi was there, and that's where she and I met and fell in love. So
she's so sweet.
She is so sweet. And then we interviewed a guy that was selling Brazilian cheese balls.
All right. Sure. You can only imagine the amount of sexual innuendos in that interview.
They actually call them rolls, but of course, you know.
Are they those ones that are like, they're like rolls, but really they're just made out of cheese and they're puffy?
Yeah,
oh,
they're puffy.
So
yeah.
Good.
Except this is a new brand from Brazil that's just hit the American market.
Okay.
And I have to tell you, they were really good.
I think I had like 4.
She had like four balls. I had two balls.
I kept they getting were back in line.
How many balls did you have, Diamond?
I had two.
Two balls.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we've got a really great show coming up today, by the way. Abraham Rowe is the campaign manager for the U.S. and Canada at Mercy for Animals. He's going to give us an update about the McDonald's campaign, Proposition 12, and then the California Drift Net investigation and ban. Dr. Lisa Moscone is going to be talking about brain food. Her book is so good, you guys. I wish I had could get my, I don't know what I did with it. Knowing me, it was sitting, it's sitting at like on top of my car and it's on the freeway somewhere.
Yeah, I checked the top of your car. I was like,
no, I'm joking because I had my cup, my cup of coffee up there this morning while I was trying to get to the car with all my stuff. And so it's mind boggling for me. Like, if you guys can't find it, like, where did I leave it?
Yeah.
You know, where did I leave
the
book?
It's going to be the mystery of the day.
But it's fascinating, and I can't wait to talk with her about it because there's one part in the book that really, really got my attention. And you know what? Where are those other books? Did I set all of them down? I had Dr. Batman Galafali, whatever his name is, with the water book. I found that because there's a very interesting, I'll save it for the show, but there's a very interesting thing about water and the brain.
Is he the one that said that you could?
Yeah. I must have left them all on my kitchen counter while I was trying to carry everything but the kitchen sink out because I bought I bought at the Veggie Fair. Autumn Connolly's birthday was day before yesterday,
woo-hoo.
Right? That's or was right. it yesterday? Saturday.
It was Saturday.
Whenever
that was.
Well, I was buying you the cheese, and I said, look what I got for Autumn, and they said, today's her birthday. I'm like, perfect. I had no idea, but I bought you a bunch of veggie cheese, and then I brought you some Soul Good Blueberry Blast.
I'm excited.
Raw plant-based protein bars.
Cheese.
Yeah. And then you brought me, okay, so listen, you guys. So I came in. I was moving really quick, and, you know, sometimes I get, like, real coffee. Like, not coffee, like drink coffee, but like coughing a lot. What would you, just real, what? Like, what would you call that?
Yeah,
congested
it's like some
in
sort
my throat?
Allergy.
There's
yeah.
no book. Okay, so I'll have to, I don't know. Avi just walked in armless. I mean, not armless, bookless in her arms.
She has arms, everyone.
But what was I? Oh, about the, oh, so, Autumn was kind enough to bring in, you should see this, you guys, this beautiful sprig. It's this large, beautiful sprig. Actually, I think we should put a picture on our Instagram story of oregano that just happens to be growing in Snow White's garden over there.
That's
and
right.
And then she brought me some vegan taco meat made out of sprouted lentils.
Sprouted lentils and toasted walnuts.
Yum.
It smells so good.
Were you
it
in here when she
really
told me
good.
To eat a leaf of the oregano?
Yes, you were like, that's so cool.
Of course I eat oregano all the time, being Italian. Dr. Moscone, by the way, is Italian too. But my nose was running and I started coughing and getting real congested. And Autumn said, eat an oregano leaf. And I said, really? She said, yeah, go ahead and eat it. It'll really help. And
did
sure enough. Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
It was insane.
Yeah.
As soon as I started to chew it up and, you know, and swallow it, I'm walking down the hall and I immediately started feeling better.
Yeah.
So why, Dr. Connolly, did that happen?
Well, oregano is kind of, you know, it's kind of got like, you know, the essential oils, like the spicy element to it. So it kind of just, you know, a lot of coughs are because of, you know, mucus or a tickle in your throat or something. So it just temporarily relieves it.
Now, that's some beautiful oregano, though,
yeah,
I have to say.
It's variegated Greek oregano.
Oh, it's beautiful. We'll have to put a picture, like I said, on our story. But it worked, and you know, it makes me think oil of oregano. They say, I mean, that it even can cure cancer, right?
Yeah.
If you take it every day, it's very...
it's antibacterial, it's antifungal, it's all kinds of stuff. I mean, that wouldn't have worked as quickly as you just chewing it just now. But,
yeah.
I mean, long-term benefits, I'll take, you know, several of these leaves and boil them in water and drink a tea several times a day.
Well, I can't wait. I'm going to be like a rabbit. I'm going to eat every leaf on that stem. And I'm making Italian food for dinner tonight, so how perfect is that?
Perfect.
I'll chop some fresh and put it in my salad. All right, everyone, we've got a great show coming up. We've got, as I said, Abraham Rowe. He's going to be talking about a Mercy for Animals update. Dr. Lisa Moscone, brain food, and Autumn Connolly, what's really in your milk and dairy products continued. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hello, I'm Allie McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of HM Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from HM Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try HM Company products. Search HM Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Hi guys, it's me, Bernadette. You know I would never mislead you. When I first heard about the Squatty Potty, I was like, what? And now I can't even imagine my life without it. Get your Squatty Potty at Target, Vitamin Shoppe, Kohl's, or Costco, or online at SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com. Poo-poo-pee-doo.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hey, Bernadette here. Wouldn't it be great if there was a place where everything was gluten-free? Well, now there is. It's the Gluten-Free Expo, and it's coming to Dallas Market Hall on October 27th and 28th. Bring the whole family, take free classes, buy hard-to-find items, and get coupons and samples of hundreds of delicious gluten-free products. Get your tickets online at gfexpo.com. That's gfexpo.com or at the door. Mention radio for $5 off each ticket. The Gluten-Free Expo at Dallas Market Hall on October 27th and 28th. Don't forget to mention radio for $5 off each ticket. See you there.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem, Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Autumn Connolly in studio, Aviana and Lexi Brinkley. And I've got Abraham Rowe on the line. He is the campaign manager for the U.S. and Canada at Mercy for Animals. He works to run hard-hitting campaigns that call attention to animal abuse that restaurant companies allow in their supply chains. Mercy for Animals has worked to secure pledges to ban some of the worst forms of animal cruelty and their supply chains from companies like Walmart, Burger King, General Mills, and Unilever. Such a pleasure to have you on the show, Abraham Rowe. Welcome to One Life Radio.
Thank you so much.
Well, you know, I love the work that you guys do. I really do. It's so important for all of us to have watchdogs out there looking for all types of animal abuse. And Mercy for Animals does it so well. And anyone out there listening that feels the way we do about the importance of treating animals well, you can always go to mercyforanimals.org and make a donation. We are doing a Mercy for Animals update. And so let's talk about some of the accomplishments since the last time we talked, Abraham. What's going on in the Mercy for Animals world?
Yeah, so in October, Mercy for Animals got a new president, Leah Garces. Leah comes from a long background in the animal protection movement, working at World Animal Protection and Compassion in the World in World Farming US, and we're super excited to have her on board. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that's super exciting. I know that she is totally a rock star in the in fighting for a cruelty-free world.
Yeah, we couldn't be happier, and this is a great time for it too. There's three really exciting things happening right now. So on Election Day on November 6th in California, Prop 12 will be on the ballot.
Okay.
And so a law protecting farmed animals has never been passed on a federal level, but consumers want to see basic protections for animals. And this law will be one of the strongest protections for farmed animals in the world.
Wow.
So consumers will be taking animal protection on directly at the ballot on November 6th.
And so you say it's federal. So does that mean, but it's in California. Will this spread throughout the country?
So this is not a federal law. This is a state law in California.
Okay.
It will be one of the strongest protections for farmed animals in the world if it passes.
Wow. And so what are the fundamentals of this bill?
Yeah, so this law will ban both the production and the sale of animal products that come from close confinement. So, for example, laying hens who spend their entire lives in battery cages where they barely have room to spread their wings, those kinds of conditions will be banned. So some of the cruelest forms of animal abuse will be phased out, both for sale and in production in California if this law passes.
Wow, that's huge news. It really is. So, people don't realize, I don't think, unless they've ever seen one of these trucks go by, especially I think of the chickens being crammed into these cages where, I mean, it would be the equivalent of having 17 or 18 people in a standard size elevator and then take the top 4 feet off. Isn't it something like that? Something horrendous, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. It's devastatingly cruel conditions that laying hens are allowed to live in. And right now, the campaign really does need volunteers, both inside and outside California. And if people go to preventcruelty.ca.com, they can get involved in the campaign and help get the vote out next week.
Wow, that's exciting. Okay, and so what's going on with the McDonald's campaign?
Yeah, so in April, Mercy for Animals joined a coalition of farmed animal protection groups to urge McDonald's to ban some of the cruelest forms of animal abuse for the chickens raised for meat in its supply chain. So McDonald's has, restaurants, hundreds of millions of chickens are killed every year in the U.S. and Canada. And we've been working to call attention to the just utterly cruel conditions that these chickens are allowed to live in. They're crammed in dark, crowded barns where they barely have room to spread their wings and live their entire lives sitting in their own waste, developing sores on their body. So we've been working to create a new ad in Times Square that runs daily on a 56-foot billboard.
Oh, wow.
That's calling attention to this inaction by McDonald's. And we've coordinated demonstrations nationwide and have launched major ad campaigns across the U.S. and Canada.
Yeah, I think most people, if they knew what went on, even like in the dairy industry or the beef industry, they would be very apprehensive to put that, piece of steak in their mouth, if you will. I think of, veal especially. I'm looking at a picture right now of a little calf that, and it says his baby needs his mother, not a bolt through the brain. And it's just so awful to look at some of these images of what goes on. You can see the fear in these animals' eyes and how, these are such sentient beings as well. We need to show them compassion. We really do. Even if we do eat them, ultimately at the end, I just think it's so wrong to treat any other animal, any other species with just so much disregard and disrespect for their life.
And McDonald's has the power to enact this policy, which will impact hundreds of millions of animals. And many of McDonald's competitors have already made similar pledges, like Burger King and Subway. So there's really no excuse for animal abuse, and McDonald's should be taking action on this.
Yeah, and how many pounds or how many animals or chickens total does McDonald's serve in a year? Does anybody have that number?
We know it's at least several hundred million. I don't think we can say.
Wow. Yeah, and it and you think about the you know, the mass amount of animals not only being mistreated, but yet what it does to our environment. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, ultimately, you know, the best way to help animals is going to be to leave them off your plate entirely. So on the environmental question, you know, animal agriculture isn't just killing billions of animals. It's really killing our planet, too. For every 4.5 calories of food that we feed animals, we're going to get one calorie of meat. It's just naturally inefficient, and we're wasting water and wasting land growing food for animals.
Mm-hmm. It's really astounding. And then all the animal that's or all the food that's wasted in this country is equally as disturbing, especially with all the cruelty that's attached to it. So let's talk about California drift net investigations and ban. What's going on with that?
Yeah, so months after Mercy for Animals and the Ban Death Nets Coalition released an investigation into drift net fishing in California, California has actually passed a law phasing in a ban on drift nets. And so these are nets that kind of drag across the ocean floor and will kill marine animals like dolphins, sea lions, and sharks, and not only the fish that are being killed for food.
Wow.
So these will actually be phased out in California within 4 years, and this historic law is going to help both protect our oceans and will result in thousands of fewer animals being killed and caught and killed in these nets every year.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we were at the North Texas Veggie Fair over the weekend, the whole crew and myself, and they had a virtual reality experience of the life of an animal raised for meat in America, and it showed some of the cruelty that they endure in their life. And so I ask you this as you know, one of the leaders out there in this anti-cruelty movement with Mercy for Animals. When buying meat from a grocery store, how do you know if you're buying meat that's cruelty-free?
Yeah, again, the reality is that the vast majority of animals raised for food are raised in factory farms where the conditions are going to be inherently cruel and inherently harmful. And really the best way to help animals is to eat fewer of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, I was talking to Johnny Bowden last week and we talked about, you know, being a vegan and how some vegans are just so extreme. And I think it's the ones that have, you know, witnessed so much of this abuse. You can only, you know, you only have to see really one horrifying image to have it burned in your brain where it changes you basically forever. And, you know, I'm looking at some of the images right now and it's just like, it doesn't have to be this way. It really doesn't. So for people out there listening, what are some baby steps that they can take to start changing their diet to be more cruelty free?
Yeah, I think even just replacing a few meals a week with vegan alternatives can make a big difference in the lives of animals. Something like 88% of the animals killed for food in the U.S. are chickens. So just by not eating chicken, you can reduce the suffering of dozens of animals a year.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have about a minute. Let's talk about the dairy farms. What's going on in the dairy farms?
Yeah. So on dairy farms, you know, cows spend their entire lives basically strapped in having, you know, being milked. And in order to produce milk, cows obviously have to be routinely impregnated and separated from their children, which can only be an emotionally traumatizing experience.
Yeah, I'm going through these pages and looking at just all these images about dairy and how it's not normal. They don't get to live their normal life. They don't get to be with their offspring. And plant-based power. Is so much, I say plant-based power, it really is a more powerful way to eat on so many levels.
Definitely. And you know, and on the sustainability front as well, you know, Greenpeace says that we need to cut our meat and dairy production in half worldwide to avoid climate change and meet the Paris Climate Accord goals. So just, I mean, in terms of personal health and protecting animals and just environmental sustainability, it's clearly a great choice.
Yeah. Abraham, thank you so much for jumping on the air with us today. And thank you for all the work that you do. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Everyone, we're going to go to break. We've got Dr. Lisa Moscone coming up. We're going to be talking about brain food. To make a donation to Mercy for Animals, you can go to mercyforanimals.org. We'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio. Small Jane genius snuck off to the city, strung out on lasers and slashed back blazers and ate all your razors while pulling the waders.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and this is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Aviana Berrientos, Lexi Brinkley, Autumn Connolly all in studio with me. And I have a very special guest on the line. It's Dr. Lisa Moscone. She is the Associate Director of the Alzheimer's Prevention Clinic at Weill Cornell Medical College. Dr. Moscone holds a PhD in neuroscience and nuclear medicine and is a certified integrative nutritionist and holistic healthcare practitioner. She is the author of the book Brain Food, The Surprising Science of Eating for Cognitive Power. Such a pleasure to have you on the show. Such an honor. Dr. Lisa Mosconi, welcome to One Life Radio.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Your book is so good. It's so good. It really is. There's so much in it. It's just so jam-packed. So let's get to it. There's a couple of questions I want to ask you here, some special questions, but we'll get to the ones that we have in the present. So what is the top five foods necessary to maintain brain health?
There are many, many great foods for the brain, but I usually say that my top five are number one, fish.
Okay.
And specifically fatty fish, like salmon is really good for you, but also mackerel, trout, herring, bluefish, and those are the little ones, like sardines and anchovies.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really high in omega-3s, the specific kind of fat that your brain really needs on a daily basis. And they're also a good source of protein and as well B vitamins that are really important for a healthy nervous system overall.
Okay.
And then I would say my number two is greens, like dark leafy greens, like spinach, Swiss chard, dandelion greens. They're really big in Italy. I'm Italian, as I'm sure you can tell. kale, all sorts of greens and lettuces. Those are full of vitamins and minerals and fiber and also disease-fighting nutrients that are all needed for a very healthy nervous system, including the brain.
Well, you know, a lot of people, when they think of healthy food for the brain, I'm not sure if they think about, they don't realize the importance of dark, leafy vegetables, and they really are so important, aren't they?
Yes, they're really important. There's evidence that just eating a salad once a day can keep your brain younger and healthier.
Well, I have
to ask. There are studies showing that.
No, I'm sorry. I got excited about thinking about the connection between the gut microbiome in the brain, because the dark leafy vegetables bring the good bacteria into your gut, keep your gut microbiome healthy, right?
Right, yes. Plant-based foods in general are really, really good for your microbiome, and also foods that contain a specific kind of carbohydrates called oligosaccharides are literally food for the good bacteria in the gut. And these are like garlic, onions, artichokes, all sorts of greens, also some grains and legumes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, from you being from Italy, you spent your childhood in Italy. Do you feel like the Mediterranean diet really is like the ultimate diet?
Yes. Well, I might be biased a little bit. I was born and raised in Florence in Italy, and then I spent an enormous amount of time in France. So I really got, you know. I think my research shows that the Mediterranean diet, and it's not just my research, I think there's consensus on the Mediterranean diet being one of the healthiest diets on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And we have shown with brain scans that people who follow a Mediterranean diet have very healthy looking brains that remain healthy over time, whereas people who follow a Western diet show brains that are not as healthy, and also their brains show accelerated brain shrinkage over time. So their brains are shrinking faster, which is something you really don't want. And these changes start fairly at a relatively young age, like when people are in their 30s and 40s and 50s. So it's very early on in life that these changes show up on the brain scans, and I pay a lot of attention to that.
Well, you're so well-educated. It's so impressive. You are. It's incredible, the knowledge that you have. Your book is full of it. It's a great book. The name of the book we're talking about is Brain Food, The Surprising Science of Eating for Cognitive Power by Dr. Lisa Mosconi. Number one was fish. Number two is greens and dark leafy greens, dandelions, kale, garlic, and onion. What is three, four, and five?
So number three would be berries.
Fruit
like blackberries, blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, but also dark cherries, goji berries, anything that has the word berry in it.
Mm-hmm.
And these fruits are packed with antioxidants that have been really shown many times to help keep memory sharp, especially as we age. Mm-hmm. They're a good source of fiber and also glucose, which is the main energy source for the brain. So they're sweet, but they don't really impact your glycemia. So wow. It really helps stabilize sugar levels. And also, most people think blueberries, right? Everybody eats blueberries. Mm-hmm. But blackberries are actually better for your brain because they're more antioxidant than blueberries. They have a stronger...
Mm-hmm. No, it's funny that you say that because I was rooting for blackberries. I have blueberries and strawberries. In fact, I couldn't find any organic blackberries yesterday when I was grocery shopping. It made me kind of mad because they're like a powerhouse, aren't they?
Yes, they are. You know which? So amla, or the Indian gooseberries, those are the berries with the highest antioxidant power known.
Wow.
Mankind. They're very hard to find, and I'm told that they don't taste so good. Mm-hmm. They're a little tart. But if you can find them, those are fantastic.
Wow. Okay, so what is, yeah. And so we've got 4 and 5, because I have so many questions I want to ask you. I've got a big one coming up. I'm just fascinated what I read in your book. Okay.
I'm ready. So my last two would be extra virgin olive oil, and not because I'm Italian, but because it's a fantastic oil. It's loaded with anti-aging nutrients like omega-3s from plants and also vitamin E, which is a very strong antioxidant vitamin. It's very delicate, mm-hmm. and so it blends really beautifully in the oil. Flaxseed oil is also really good oil that a lot of people don't have access to or perhaps don't use as, you know, it's not as common mm-hmm. as olive oil, but I strongly recommend it. And my last one would be water. Usually considered a food. That was the question?
Yeah, that's where I was going. I was fascinated by this, by the whole chapter on water in your book and what it does to the human brain. We don't think about it. We don't.
We do not. I agree. So the brain is mostly made of water. Over 80% of the brain's content is water, and every chemical reaction that takes place in the brain needs water just to occur, and that includes energy production. So the brain is so sensitive to dehydration that even a minimal loss of water, like 2 to 4%, can cause neurological symptoms.
Yeah.
Like brain fog, fatigue, dizziness, confusion. And brain imaging studies have shown that even just very mild dehydration makes your brain shrink.
Yeah, it was.
And you don't want your brain to shrink.
Well, and it's funny because, you know, we talk about the body and the body brain, but it's more well known now than I think ever in the history of mankind that the body and the brain are one. You know, when you think about water, you don't think about your brain. You always think about your body getting enough water. And so I was absolutely fascinated by the information that was in your book.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm glad. I spent so much time studying neurochemistry, brain chemistry, mm-hmm. and I never really thought of all these substances that I was reading about as coming from foods, especially water. Like most of our research using brain scans is really based on the way that water changes the brain, mm-hmm. literally. And it would never occur to me that, that's actually the water you drink and all the electrolytes that come from the water that are so important, mm-hmm. potassium, sodium.
Yeah, and, you know, there's so many babies being born right now. I swear that's another baby boom right now. Lexi's pregnant. I was at a party yesterday, and there was, like, 5 children all under the age of, like, 14 months, just babies everywhere. And so how can young mothers and fathers start their baby off on a path to optimal cognitive power?
That's a wonderful question. And I'm also, a relatively new mom. So I started writing the book 2 weeks after my daughter was born.
Oh, wow.
And so, yes. And so I was really very concerned about getting the right foods for her. So I did a lot of research on that, too. And I think what we really need to pay attention to is quality. Mm. So something that we don't think about as much is that the foods we eat literally become part of our brains. They become the fabric of our brains, especially for kids and babies and newborns and infants, mm-hmm. because the brain takes up all these nutrients and transforms them into neurons and brain cells and membranes for these brain cells. So it's really important to pay attention to quality. Mm-hmm. So for me, my daughter is, well, she doesn't have the typical infant diet or the typical kid's diet, but she drinks aloe juice in the morning, mm-hmm. like with me every day. She eats fish 3-4 times a week. She eats veggies every day, 3-4 different kinds a day. And she really likes it. So I think what's important is to really teach our kids to understand what it means to have good quality foods and what they taste like, and try and minimize processed foods and soda and all this refined sugar, refined carbohydrates, because they really have a huge effect on a baby's brain. Mm-hmm. They really do.
Well, you know, I could talk to you all day. This book is so good. Brain Food, you guys, The Surprising Science of Eating for Cognitive Power. I could not agree with you more on the quality. I preach it all the time. Right. I mean, I really think there's a connection to the depression and suicide and cognitive decline, Alzheimer's, all these things that so many Americans are dealing with now that we once didn't. And I believe it's not only just the diet, but like you said, the quality of the food. And I thank you so much for making that point.
Thank you. Thank you for remaking the point.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And hopefully you'll come on again. We've got lots to talk about. I've got some nice oregano leaves that I have sitting on my desk here that are absolutely beautiful. Great. Quality food is so amazing. It really is so good to talk about it. Thank you so much, Dr. Lisa Moscone, for jumping on with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome, everyone. It's a great book. I recommend it. I'll say it again. Brain Food, The Surprising Science of Eating for Cognitive Power. Stay tuned. We've got Autumn Connolly coming up. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Said I don't want to leave you lonely. You got to make me change my mind.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi everyone, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or squattypotty.com. That's squattypotty.com.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Did you know, when depressed, sheep hang their heads and avoid company? But if content, they socialize and wag their tails like puppies. Rams lean against stone walls so that other sheep can stand on their backs to reach high grasses. Sheep recognize each other by facial features, and when shown photographs, they can remember at least 50 other sheep and 10 human beings, even if they haven't seen them for 2 years. At Poplar Springs Sanctuary, you'll meet rescued sheep, like Fanny, who was found tied to a mailbox, and Adam, who escaped ritual sacrifice. Visitors' faces echo Anatole France's words, "Until one has loved an animal, a part of one's soul remains unawakened." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by choosing faux fleece.
Wow. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Avi and Lexi in the studio and Autumn Connolly. Autumn Connolly is a self-taught vegan cook. She's a mom of two, a researcher of all natural remedies, an animal lover. She teaches free meditation and yoga classes, and she has even written a children's book. But the most important thing is she is the inventor of many things, and one of them is Ether Elixir. You can find her at probioticshawl.com. I love this woman. She's incredible. We've got to put a picture of this oregano plant.
I know, it's so pretty.
It's so beautiful.
And I didn't know that's what oregano looks like.
It doesn't.
Did you guys?
I mean, well, regular oregano. Yeah. Little
everything Autumn Greek, does right? is beautiful and over the top. Even her oregano.
Sorry, I'm even showing off with my oregano.
No, seriously. I've never eaten an olive leaf. I mean, excuse me, a leaf of oregano like that.
Yeah, it's really thick. You know, a typical oregano, like an Italian oregano or spicy oregano, is like a thin, small leaf. But this Greek oregano is actually kind of meaty, almost like a almost like a succulent.
Yeah, well, I was thinking when I was eating it, this is what a rabbit feels like.
Yeah.
Seriously.
You were so excited. You were like, I've never done this before.
It was cool. It really was. I wish I could give everybody a leaf of oregano. It's amazing. I'm going to be taking it home and using every little piece of it, believe me. But so good to have you in studio always. You know, last week when you were here, we were talking about what's really in your milk and dairy. And we just really didn't get to really get out what we wanted to. So we're continuing that talk. And so let's talk about milk. Let's start with that. What are some of the things that are found in everyday milk products? And I'm going to even say even organic milk is not safe from this.
No, it's not. I mean, a lot of milk is going to have a whole range of stuff. Pus being one of the number one things. A lot of cows get infections from being over milked. So there's a high amount of pus somatic cells inside of the milk. And it is regulated, but only to the extent that it prevents bacterial growth, not to actually protect people from consuming pus. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you're going to have growth hormones. You're going to have antibiotics. You're going to have pesticides from the feed that they're eating. I mean, the list really just goes on and on. It's not really something that humans, obviously, are meant to consume. We are humans. We are not cows.
Yeah, and what's up with that?
Yeah, like, you know, even the enzymes that we need to digest lactose, they are primarily only present in the human body until age 4. So you're not really supposed to be drinking milk past the age of being a baby.
Right.
You know, you eat regular food.
Well, what Dr. John McDougall writes this: there is only one thing dairy products have more than any other food I can think of, contamination.
Yeah.
It talks about the contamination of cow's milk. And now they've even got camel milks. They're going to be abusing camels. It's right. Like, where does it stop?
It's not the animal. It's the method. Now, if you own a small family farm and you have your own cows that you rotate and they have babies and you go out there and you drink a glass of raw milk every now and then, I bet there are some benefits to it. But that is an incredibly different thing mm-hmm. than the industrialization of the dairy industry.
Yeah, we're so far removed from it. I'm reading another book that's coming up this week, Meat Hooked. And I was talking about the beginning of, it's fascinating science, by the way, especially for anybody that has an interest in biology. Mm-hmm. I just started reading it over the weekend, and it was absolutely fascinating. And, you know, we're a society that is hooked to meat and dairy. And dairy also has an addiction, doesn't it, because of the hormones that it releases?
It has an addiction because there are a lot of things in it that are actually that are like drugs that cause your body to want them, like opiates and stuff like that, pain relievers that the cows that get that pass on through the milk. So they're actually creating a psychological addiction for your body as well as a chemical addiction.
Well, and they say that, you know, in this book that I was reading, Joseph Keon Whitewash about calcium in cow's milk, and it's the real cause of osteoporosis is the overconsumption of milk.
I know, isn't it silly?
Yeah, which is funny because they tell you to drink milk, you know, to be sure you get your calcium.
Sure.
They don't talk about silica.
What they don't talk about is the fact that the calcium that's in an animal-based protein is not very high highly absorbable. And aside from that, the amount that your body can actually absorb at one time is limited. So the excess calcium that is in dairy, your body's not even getting it all because your body can't process that much at one time.
Yeah.
So you'd be better off getting your calcium from things like dark leafy greens that are more, where the calcium is more bioavailable, easy for your body to digest.
Mm-hmm. I'm reading here, this is another doctor, a PhD, T. Colin Campbell, who wrote the China study. Dairy has been considered a health food, and that is an unfortunate myth.
It's much more than that. I mean, quite honestly, it's a bit of a lie.
Yeah,
I mean,
it is.
To be telling people who are trusting organizations to look out for their health and look out for their needs for them, and they're being led astray to believe that something that is incredibly unhealthy for you is actually healthy for you. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not really giving people a fair shake.
Yeah, and what I find interesting is the pediatricians that are milk pushers.
Oh, my goodness. You wouldn't even want to be around me and a pediatrician.
I would like to hear, what do you say to them? And they're so intimidating. I can remember going, which I don't go. I don't take my children for their well. One of them's too old, but, you know, for their well baby, where they push everything on you that's not really healthy for your baby, right. And that includes milk.
It does. Yes, it includes milk, and especially, you know, growing up, having kids like I do, where they're primarily vegan or plant-based children, you know, there's a lot of misinformation out there. And when you try to tell a traditional pediatrician that you're raising a child on a vegan or plant-based diet, there's a lot of concern for the child's well-being. And I've just found that it's best. I do have healthcare practitioners that I go to, but they're primarily holistic or Chinese medicine. And
right.
People that don't necessarily specialize in kids, but rather specialize in the human body overall.
Mm-hmm. Well, in this book talks about overweight and obese, and the American population is seriously overweight, and our children are no exception. Today, 1 in 3 children and teens is overweight or obese, and they're talking about the connection with milk. And you know, okay, so the fat-free milk, skim milk, it's so high in sugar. If you're going to feed a baby milk, you should at least feed them the whole milk, where at least they're getting some good, healthy fats, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, either one is going to have a big negative to it. I would say the biggest negative, and the thing that I like to preach to people when I talk to them about milk or cheese, is that it's not, you can break it down and find all these bad things that milk does as a whole. But honestly, the worst thing that it does overall is create systemic inflammation in your body.
Mm-hmm.
All of those little things that we talk about, the different chemical additives, the combination of the fats, the high sugars, and the difficulty in your body breaking it down, none of that is really the point. The point is the overall systemic inflammation that your body experiences by constantly being bombarded by the toxins that are milk. And it makes your body susceptible to a whole host of other health ailments, such as obesity and mental disease and ADHD and chronic digestive upset and on and on. It's like if your body is constantly on red alert from consuming dairy products, then it doesn't have time to tend to the other necessary bodily functions.
Mm-hmm.
So even something as simple as allergies, whenever I talk to people about nutrition in there, you know, their first complaint is allergies. I'm like, you need to stop all dairy products right now. Stay off of them for 3 weeks. You know, even the people that are like, oh, but I can't live without cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Just 3 weeks. Anyone can do anything for 3 weeks,
yes.
You know, and see how you feel at the end of the 3 weeks. And it's like, the majority of allergy sufferers, particularly the people that need the allergy injections or are regularly taking a Zyrtec or some sort of other Benadryl type thing, they find that their allergy symptoms almost immediately go away whenever they stop consuming dairy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just because you're lowering your body's red alert. You're lowering the histamine. You're lowering the inflammation. And the human body is amazing.
I'm
going to
try
itself.
That because I sneezed all day yesterday.
Okay, so it talks about allergies. I mean, this book is fascinating too, and your information as well. I think we need to continue this for another week. This is a big story. It is. There's so much. There's aluminum. There's dioxin. There's all these things.
Terrible.
Hormones. I mean, it's really bad for you. And it should be substituted on occasion.
And,
it really,
you know,
should.
It's also bad for the animals.
Oh yeah. Not to mention, we didn't even go into that part of it. The abuse in the dairy industry is awful. off the charts. It is so terrible. I can't even tell you the images I have in my brain from some of the things that I've seen. But you know what? Thank you so much, Autumn.
Thank
Always
you.
A pleasure. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.